when we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
It's always so good to see you coming down the old gravel road and heading for the camp house to spend a little time with us again. Thank you so very much for doing so. We greatly appreciate it. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Forta Flora. Forta Flora should always be handy in the fridge because GI upset happens with all of our dogs. They get into the trash, eat something they shouldn't, changes in water, or even a change in routine can throw them off. And Forta Flora fixes that. Talk to your vet about the benefits of Forta Flora. Dustin Connell won a great big check. The Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Championship, the Red Crest Championship on Lay Lake a couple of weeks ago. We've given him a chance to catch his breath, and now it's time to visit a little bit and see how it all went down and see what it feels like to tuck 300 grand in the bank for catching big green bass. He's our special guest on the show today. And we're going to pull out a Kender Outdoors classic. It's spring turkey season, and boy, one of the turkey calling masters is Preston Pittman. He joined me on the show a few years back, and we talked about calling turkeys and talking to turkeys and how to go about that in the right way, and it's worth hearing again, or maybe for the first time for you. Hey, grab yourself a cup of coffee. We saved that chair for you. Come on in and make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at Kender Outdoors. We have a brand new Bassmaster Classic champion. He led it wire to wire. He's a fourth year Bassmaster Elite Series Pro from Northport, Alabama, Justin Hamner. We're going to do our best to get Justin in here with us next weekend at Kender Outdoors to congratulate him on his first Big Blue Trophy and a wire to wire victory at the Bassmaster Classic on Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Oklahoma. Hey, I know a lot of you guys are headed for the turkey woods today, so I thought it might be a real good idea to go back and check out this conversation with the great Preston Pittman from a few years back.
Out of your five world titles, nothing more impressive to me than the World Voice Calling Championship, using nothing but the diaphragm that God gave you when you were born. And I've heard you say before that you know, there's a lot of great products out there. Nothing can beat your natural diaphragm, but the human, natural human voice, if you can do it. Not many people can do it.
Very few people can. We find out a lot of times. In fact, the older I get, the harder and the worse my natural voice sounds, simply because I have stretched my diaphragm in my throat so much that once I start, in fact, I'll try to play a little bit. Boy, it's rough on my old throat now.
It's you say it's getting worse, Preston. You're the only one that can hear that. My goodness, that is awesome.
Oh, no. You also, like, well, I was at the Grand National, the NWPF, National Wild Turkey Federation Convention, and if there was one, there was probably half a dozen youngsters, young men, and one young lady who came up that were in the 9 to 12-year-old range, and I'm going, my goodness. I'm glad they weren't competing against me whenever I was competing, but there's a problem here. What happened? Yeah. Now you understand what I meant when I said a while ago, I'm tired of these youngins whooping up on me. what happens is whenever they go through puberty, whenever they grow up, if you know what I mean, or that little change of life thing that happens to them, they lose it. And the reason being is they are exhaling air. I went through that. At 16, I won my first major contest, and that was the Mississippi State Championship, and that was with competing against whatever they wanted to use, but I used my natural voice, and I was exhaling air. At 16, my voice changed, and I completely and totally lost everything. And since I already had the basics, I retaught myself, but I retaught myself by inhaling air, or kind of like saying the word to gobble, ow, ow. I'm sucking air in. I'm not exhaling air. then using my mouth and my tongue to get the different notes in the gobble itself. And like somebody squealing, but I'm inhaling. And it hurts the throat, especially when you first start trying to learn how to do it. And then the more you do it, it kind of irritates the inside of your throat. But some people can teach themselves if they have the dedication and will sit there and just try to make weird sounds with their voice and then start playing with their larynx and their vocal cords and their throat muscles. Because it's the same thing as a diaphragm.
Well, I tell you what, Preston, it's amazing. And I've watched your videos and I've tried to study and learn how to do this. And about the third time I swallowed my tongue, I gave up on it. And I just stick with good old-fashioned store-bought diaphragm calls, and you've got a full line of products that folks can go see what the world champion, multiple world champion has developed and uses. Where can we find your product?
It's, of course, in different sporting goods stores. It's in Bass Pro. It's in Cabela's. But you can always go to the website, PittmanGameCalls.com.
More from five-time world champion turkey caller Preston Pittman coming up a little bit later on. This corner of the Cap House brought to you by Calming Care. It works to naturally and gently settle the overbarker, the overjumper, over time. Calming Care.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter with Kinder Outdoors.
Everyone that I talk to about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, says, wow. I agree with that. That's a great idea. Their mission statement is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But wait just a minute. I've got to have dependable service. My work, my family depend on getting in touch with me when they need me. No worries. If you have strong service now, you'll have strong service, or maybe even better, with Patriot Mobile. Strong, dependable, nationwide 4G and 5G coverage. You may just be hearing about Patriot Mobile today, but they've been around for more than a decade. And customer support that you need from time to time, they're on American soil. You'll be able to have a conversation. Let me pay your activation to Patriot Mobile. Use the promo code KINDER, K-I-N-D-E-R, patriotmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic two-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's your Second Amendment. Patriot Mobile celebrating freedom with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors. Justin Hamner won the Bassmaster Classic last weekend on Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Oklahoma. Justin's home is in Alabama. So is Dustin Connell. 2 weeks ago, he won the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Championship, that Red Crest Championship, on Lay Lake, just outside of Birmingham. Both big-time bass fishing champions this year come from the state of Alabama. We've got one of them on that Kinder Outdoors Trot Line with us today. Dustin Connell, let's talk about it. Welcome back, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations, man. That is two. You got a pair of them.
Oh, my goodness. It's finally starting to set in a little bit. You know, I woke up this morning, you know, my phone's still blowing up, and people are calling me and texting me and all that. And it's just like, golly, we do have two. We're the first two-time Red Crest champion.
Yeah, against a pretty tough field that just every year gets tougher and tougher and tougher. Have you had a chance to take a nap, maybe get something to eat?
Well, yeah, we're actually down here in Seaside, Florida right now. Me and my wife came down for a couple of days to just relax, just kind of turn everything off. And I finally got a full night's rest like the last two nights, and I feel a lot better because we have been working hard all last week. I mean, running back and forth to the BJCC and then getting 3, 4, 5 hours of sleep and then going fishing for 10 hours a day. And I'm feeling good now. I don't sound good, but I feel a lot better.
Well, that's good. That's the main thing. How far is Lay Lake from your home? I believe that's Clanton, Alabama.
Yep, I grew up 15 minutes from Lay Lake, and it was 20 minutes from my house to the boat ramp my whole life. And then I fished Lake Mitchell. I was 15 minutes from it, and 20 minutes from Lake Jordan. So I fished the whole Coosa River my whole life.
Yeah, and so you had to be licking your chops just a little bit looking forward to this one, which can be the kiss of death, but it didn't work out that way this time. You had to be looking forward to this.
I did. As soon as they announced this on the schedule, I was like, oh, boy, that's a perfect time of year. Oh, me. And I was just I was anxious about it and a little bit nervous just because, you know, You want everything to go right, but it ain't like it's just automatic. You got to make it happen. And like, it was very tough all week for me to generate a winning formula on a lake that I fished for 20 years that's changing every day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a Bassmaster Classic, I believe it was a classic, on Lay Lake many years ago, and the fish that they caught were a whole lot different than the fish that you were catching. There's some quality, I mean, some quality spotted bass in that lake.
Yeah, yeah, there's some big ones, man. You know, and I feel like a lot of times on Lay Lake, you know, it is really known for a big largemouth population. But there is some giant spotted bass in there on the whole Coosa River system. I mean, I had a 20-pound five fish limit with spots, and that's not uncommon there, but they just, you know, they don't get a lot of showcase because they finish second, third, fourth place in a lot of tournaments. But if I had to pick the week to win with spotted bass, it was that week.
And you did it, and you did it. What primarily, what, if somebody has heard about this, they watched you guys on Wade Lake, and they'd like to go spend a little time there this summer. They're from Michigan or wherever. And they're not familiar with spotted bass. How are they going to differ from what we typically do for largemouth bass? Are we going to look in different places?
Yeah, typically those spotted bass, they like being offshore. They love being around any kind of threadfin shad, bait fish. If you roll in an area and you're seeing the bait, you're probably going to be around some spotted bass. And, you know, a jerk bait is one of the baits that I've caught a ton of fish on. And here soon, that jerk bait bite's going to fire up. Topwater bite. You know, if you can get around some current, you know, I caught a lot of fish below the Logan Martin Dam. Anytime you're around current on the Coosa River system, it is incredible. So, those big spots, they love current, and they love being around the bait fish. And if you get around that, you're going to reel them in.
There are some guys, even some big-time guys, that kind of avoided that current because it's just not what we do every day, and it's not what they specialize at. You love it, don't you? You love to get in the current.
I do. I sit below every damn down through there. You know, I ain't no telling how many days. I mean, I'm on – throw out a number, I've probably spent 1,000 days below them dams just fishing and learning rock piles and catching big spots, and just that's my passion. I love that. So, but I won that tournament down the lake, and I caught them in a little bay right up from the narrows, and it was just a collision with them. They were in there schooling in the middle of the pocket, and it was the best place on the lake, and I didn't even know it was going to be that good. I ran in there with the idea to catch two or three, and then there was hundreds of them that had came in there, and I was like, oh, boy.
What a day, man. That's like the day of a lifetime when you roll in there and make that discovery. And when we say big, he won with 83 total pounds. Dustin had 30 pounds and 15 ounces over second place, Alton Jr. And you did this primarily or maybe exclusively with a Crush City Mooch Minnow. Is that a swim bait? Tell us about it.
That is. So that's a new minnow style bait, I guess you'd say, from Crush City. It's a smaller thread fin size bait, and it's made out of TPE, which is elastic. And it has two little tabs on the very back, but it's super subtle of a swimming action. So it ain't a straight tail like normal baits, but it has that little bit of shimmy on it. And I'm telling you, I got a ton more bites this week, I think, using that bait. But it's going to be out at ICAST in the summer, and then coming to, you know, retailers in the fall. But I did catch them on that. I caught them on a scrounger, you know, head with a freeloader on it by Crush City. And, I mean, it's just all about the bait fish. I was throwing shad baits.
So did you ever catch anything off the bank? Was this all pre-spawn?
I caught a few on a spinner bait on the bank up the river during the knockout round, around laydowns, current breaks, you know, the head of an island, just really obvious places, but with a spinnerbait. And then when I got back down the lake, a lot of those fish were not on the bank yet. You know, the largemouth were, but the spots had not got up there. So I was in that 10 to 12 foot range. I was in that mid depth, which was good because a lot of the field was still out there in 20, 30, 40 foot, you know, trying to catch those pre-spawns. I was catching staging spots.
Hey, I tell you what, we're up against it. Going to have to take a short commercial break, but then we're going to come back and finish up if you've got the time for us.
Yes, sir.
Dustin Connell won the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Red Crest Championship on Lay Lake, Alabama, a couple of weeks ago. And we're enjoying a cup of coffee with him today. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. And listen, Fortiflora is perfect for weaning puppies. It helps build a strong digestive system for life and makes the transition from mother's milk to dry food so much easier. Forta Flora. Learn more about it when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Hats off and congratulations to my partners over at Park Cities Quail Coalition in Dallas. And thank you to everyone that attended, bid on an auction item, donated items. You're all part of another huge success. Once again, Park Cities Quail eclipsed the $1 million mark for proceeds raised. That final number should end up around $1.2 million that will benefit our wild quails.
I'm professional angler Gary Klein, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
That moment when it all lines up. The planning, the process, the lifetime of in-the-woods experience all comes down to that one moment that old Tom is calling up and within range. At Marksman Firearms, we can help you get ready with calls, guns, chokes, turkey loads, and more. Marksman Firearms stores in Killeen, Mansfield, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. Make your mark at Marksman.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Hey, it's Billy Kinder. If you've listened to me very long, you know that I depend on buffalo wool products to keep me warm in harsh winter conditions. But did you know that these highly effective buffalo fibers work equally well in the heat of summer?
Their native rangelands goes from Tok, Alaska, down past Mexico City.
Ron and Teresa Miskin have 3 decades of weaving perfection from those precious insulating fibers of the bison, and they put them to the test on the world's toughest playground, Alaska.
That's our field testing, but moose hunting, there's so much that goes on up there.
The big advantage of bison fiber, besides the insulation, is it's moisture wicking, and keeping your feet dry, your body dry, and that sweat away from there reduces the bacterial growth, reduces any foot fungus or anything like that. Bison fiber in a cowboy boot will run 3 to 5 degrees cooler than a cotton sock.
Take a look at the new line of cool, wicking buffalo wool for the summer.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
I didn't know buffaloes had wool.
Yep. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born. And since then, 250,000 people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Kender Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
You know, one of the biggest problems with the spring of the year is, do I go fish for those big bass up there spawning? Do I chase the crappie that are up there tight? Should I answer the call of that old gobbler I hear down the road? The answer to all of these is yes. It's just trying to find time to work it all in. That's the problem you run into at Joshua Creek Ranch. When you visit my friends Joe and Ann Kercheval in the Texas Hill Country, do you take your fly rod and stand in the Guadalupe River that borders the ranch? Do you follow their fine bird dogs around upland bird hunting? Do you pursue the axis deer on this beautiful low fence hill country ranch? Ducks, turkeys, what do? Well, you do it all, but you spread it out over a number of trips. Joshua Creek Ranch, there's something for you there all year long, even during the summer. Check them out. Joshua Creek Ranch is at kinderoutdoors.com. Dustin Connell from Clanton, Alabama, is the only human being on planet Earth to win the Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship twice. And he's our guest on the show today. Thanks for hanging on through the break there, Dustin.
Absolutely.
The 2017 Elite Series Rookie of the Year, Red Crest winner 2021, Eufaula, Alabama. That's not far from being a rookie, 17 to 21. And now he has two of those big red trophies on the mantle at home, two-time Red Crest champion. He won it on Lay Lake, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, a couple of weeks ago. And, Dustin, that's a lot of success early on. When you said, this is what I'm going to do for a living, that's how I'm going to make a living, did you know you were going to come in and just automatically be one of the strongest hammers in the game?
I did not. It has not been an easy journey. I'll just say that. You know, starting out, that's every fisherman's dream. And then to try to make it a reality, it takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of time on the water, and it ain't super easy to make it, you know, not to mention the financial stress side of things. I mean, gas prices are high and whatnot, but the biggest thing for me is learning, you know, trying to perfect my craft. You know, it's just like any other, occupation or sport. You know, I'm always in the batting cages. I'm always in the, you know, pitching. It's the same way with fishing. I'm always on the water learning. You can never stop learning, and I go as many times as I can. So throughout the years, you mature as an angler. You learn more. You have more experience, and then you can apply that in a lot more tournament settings. So now when I roll up to these tournaments, I'm more comfortable. I'm more seasoned, and it's just, you know, it's gotten better and better, and, you know, God's blessed me for sure.
So Dustin Connell works day and night round the clock to win that big red trophy. He comes out of there tired, hungry, exhausted. What's he do to recuperate? He goes to Florida and goes fishing. What are you guys catching down in Florida?
Well, right now we're catching a little bit of rays. We're going to go sit on the beach for a little bit and relax. me and my wife are down here just relaxing this week.
Okay.
Fishing down here, but we're going to go back, and I'm sure I'll be home for a day or two, and she already knows I'm probably going to go fish. I can't go more than about 3 or 4 days without going. But, yes, yeah, it's back to the grind, you know, when I get back home and back to we have Dale Hollow next coming up soon. So, but it's exciting. What's cool about it is it's only March, and we have a long season ahead, and we've already had 2 tournament wins, so I'm hoping to continue the ball, keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. Got a pretty good year going, brother, I tell you. When you can make nearly $500,000 and we're just in the first quarter of the ball game, you know, it's you got a good thing going. Keep it up. Hey, what do you like to
yes,
do?
Yes, sir.
What do you like to do besides catch big green bass? Do you gig frogs? Do you hunt deer? Do you play tennis? What do you like?
I love bow hunting. I do. I've got a lease that I go to in Illinois. That's my time. Like, I go there for 2 weeks in November. I love bow hunting. I enjoy playing golf. I stink at it. I lose a lot of golf balls, but I go out there and just hang out with my buddies. I play golf and, just hang out with my family and stuff. But fishing, believe it or not, I never get tired of fishing. People always ask me, like, do you ever just get tired of fishing? I'm like, no, I absolutely love it, you know, so. But yeah, I'm ready for bow season. I love going deer hunting.
If you've only got 2 weeks to hammer it out to go deer hunt, you picked a pretty good spot. They grow some incredible deer up there in Illinois, and I'm sure you've seen some and shot some.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just a change of pace, you know, where you just go and just relax, enjoy the outdoors. Anything I can do outside, that's what I love.
Yep. There you go. Dustin Connell, first ever 2-time Red Crest champion. You've been doing this for a long time now. And when you first came in and looked around the room, you're looking at all these guys that you've read about half your life or all your life. That had to be, was that a little overwhelming, intimidating? Or did you just say, you know what, I'm as good as you are, let's go fish?
I launched my boat the first time. It was on Cherokee Lake in 2017, and I launched the boat beside Kevin Van Dam, and you talking about a reality check. I remember that. I was like, whoa, you know, and now me talking about idols, and I still to this day look up to a lot of these guys. I mean, all of them, and I respect them, and but I do know, you know, there comes a point where you're like, hey, I'm a competitor, I'm here, I earn my right to be here, and I just try to beat the fish. You know, if I can go out there and compete and know what the fish are doing, I ain't worried about who else is on the water. You know, just try to win the fish, you know, win that pattern, get on top of the fish, and it takes care of itself. But no, I've made a lot of friends doing this. I have shook a lot of great hands, and, you know, I think I've, you know, earned some respect here and there, and I've gave a ton out. It's just awesome feeling seeing Kevin walk up to me and shake my hand after Red Crest number 2, and he's like, what you're doing is incredible. I respect that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm starstruck.
Yeah, no kidding. When the best in the game, best ever, comes up and says, wow, you're doing things right, that's a pretty good day when that happens. Hey, Dustin, what electronics are you running, and how much of competitive bass fishing is the electronics these days? How much do you depend on those electronics?
Well, you know, I run Lowrance electronics. I'm running the Active Target 2. And we've seen a progression over the years, whether it was down imaging, side imaging. You know, now we have forward-facing sonar, and it was used to be 2D, and it still is, you know. But that's our eyes under the water. We can use that and utilize that to try to find the fish. And I've seen both sides of it. I've seen it to where you stare at those screens and you're hoping and praying that you find a fish, and you don't find them. They ain't everywhere. You can't just throw it in the water and say, oh, let's go find them. you know, it's very, it takes a lot of skill. You have to add every aspect of your game into it with the knowledge of the electronics, you know. So, they have played a big role in my career. You know, I have really learned a lot about fishing offshore, and I love that way of fishing. I've called it the 80-20 rule. I love trying to find that 80% that are out there in the middle. Or 80%, what I mean is behind the bank, you know, behind your boat if you're fishing the bank. And that's how you win a lot of tournaments. That's the least pressured fish. And it's just a puzzle piece. I love trying to find that mystery bite out there.
And you have done well figuring out that puzzle. I tell you what, Dustin, we're just so proud of you, and knew we had to get you on the show and talk about it a little bit and tell you congratulations, but you've earned a little break. Go lay on the beach and enjoy your time with your family today. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and I hope to come back soon.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big tom turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kender Outdoors. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
You got to check this out with your buddies, your family, your corporate group. It's brand new this year at Joshua Creek Ranch. I'm talking about high-volume, European-style driven pheasant shooting experiences. It's a team game. It is steady shotgunning, and it's something that you and your compadres will talk about for a long, long time. It's a lot of fun, and it's now at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Five-star lodging, dining, and hosting, along with high-volume European-style driven pheasant shoots. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you come see me at KenderOutdoors.com. Springtime turkeys are the focus of a lot of folks this time of year, so it's a really good time to go back and listen to a Kender Outdoors classic with five-time world champion turkey caller Preston Pittman.
You have been a turkey hunter since the day you were born. A lot of people probably don't realize you were born on Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. They say whenever I was hatched and popped out of my mom, and that baby doctor grabbed me by my hind legs and spanked me on the hind end, I went, ow! And I've been doing it ever since.
And that has paid off for you with a lifetime of enjoyment. Turkeys have meant so much to you all of your life, haven't they?
It really has. You know, I'm just a barely high school educated man right now. And, you know, sitting there when I should have been studying and looking out the window, watching the squirrels run up and down the tree. And let me repeat this to the youngins out there. Get your education. God granted me my greatest wish, and that was to be able to make a living in the outdoor hunting industry. And so far, I'm still paying all my bills pretty much on time.
And, yeah, that's good. And you know what? As long as you give the good Lord the credit, you will always pay those bills on time. You're going to be all right. Preston, you're the only man, only individual, only human being ever to hold five world championships. That's incredibly impressive.
Well, here again, you said it perfectly a while ago, and that is the good Lord above gave me. Sometimes I wonder if it's a talent or a curse, but I've been awful happy with it. And there is no longer anymore, five different world championships. The Open World, the World Two-Man Team, the World Goblin, the World Champion of Champions. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to win all different five of those, some of them multiple times. And finally just looked one day and said, you know, I don't have the heart anymore to do this. These youngins that are coming up are getting so much better than I ever thought of being. I said, you know, I'm going to gracefully retire. The truth is, I didn't want to get my rear end kicked by these youngins anymore, so I just quit it. Said, hey, quit.
Well, you've accomplished everything there is to accomplish, every goal you can accomplish as a turkey hunter. I guess you've done it at least once and several times. How many times have you gotten your slam now on North American birds?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. 20, 25, 30, something like that. So probably in the 20 range, somewhere about like that.
Been there, done that. Hey, I mentioned when I said hello to you that I'd hunted with your products for years. You're known for building quality products to help us be better turkey hunters. I do have trouble with one of your products, and I want you to help me out with that mechanical Jake. I scare more birds off than I attract, and that's because I think I'm overusing it. Help me out.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Actually, that is a product put out by Mojo that I helped them design. And the one thing of the message that I tried to get out there in front of people, and whether it's mechanical gobbler or even a stationary gobbler. There are probably more birds that are spooked with a gobbler decoy than they are called in. So any type of a decoy like that, but especially the Shaking Jake, which is the one that you're talking about, here is the advice that I would give you. Only use it in the situation that you know what is going on. And what I mean by that, that it is the boss bird of the territory, and or either there are multiple gobblers running together. So that it's like three or four buddies running together and saying, yeah, we can whoop up on him. Yeah, we can whoop up on him. Or he is the boss bird of the territory and will not allow any other gobblers to come in. Second, once a gobbler spots that decoy, and especially if he ever takes a step towards you, cut the motion off. Do not let it keep running. Let it go stationary. Think about it. If he was to come in and that the Shaking Jake is still moving, then basically you're telling him that I am badder than you, and even though I am a Jake, I will whoop your rear end. So cut the motion off. Once the bird sees it, identifies it, especially if he starts coming in your way, and only use it on the boss birds of the territory or either multiple gobblers running together.
That's great advice. My biggest problem is, Preston, that doggone thing is so much fun to hit the button and watch it move that sometimes I just have fun with it. that's a great tool to have.
If that's what you're about, then have fun, but realize you can run a bird off with it.
and I have realized that. But, yeah, you want to make that bird coming in feel as at ease as you possibly can is what you're telling me. So settle down.
Right. Either at ease or either ready to jump up on him and whoop him.
Yes.
If the tail is down and not up, then that is more of a submissive body language to him. You see, a lot of people don't think about body language on a turkey. You know, we've talked about, you know, white-tailed deer, tremendous amounts, articles have been written, interviews have been done, but nobody seems to talk about a turkey gobbler. And that is one of the one things that I pay attention to. His mood, his expression, how he holds his body. Is he erect? Is he standing on his tiptoes? Or is he more in a relaxed, just like you or I, that we might slump a little bit and then strut a little bit? And I watch that body language, and that tells me what I should or should not do, whether it be with a decoy, without a decoy, or what type and style of calling that I should do to him. And while I'm on this little topic, I'm going to change a little bit and tell you this. So
yep.
Many people have a tendency to overcall to a bird. Once he commits and is starting to come in your direction, quit watching so darn much TV where we're trying to make him show off and make a TV show. If he ever takes a step towards me that he's already told me, I want to come to you. Why keep calling? Why keep telling him that you are the sexiest hen out there when he might get a little bit cautious? Sometimes you can take human analogies. You know, a lot of times, excuse me the way I'm going to say this, but if you was to go into a bar and the loudest mouth drunk female that's there is the one you want to stay away from. She is not really inviting you. So it's kind of exactly the same way. Let him do his thing. Old timers, they clucked a little bit and yelped a little bit, but they had that most important word called patience. And they let the bird work their way into it. You can make a bird hang up by calling to him too much. He's 80 yards out there, and you're, bah, 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 bah. Then he's going, okay, she's saying she's going to come to me. Okay, now she's lying. I'm going to go check this other girl out over here and walk away from you.
And walk away now, from you, yeah. Less is more when he knows where you are. He knows you're there, knows where you are. Leave him alone. Let him come on.
Let him come.
Priceless education from one of the best ever, Preston Pittman, 5-time world champion turkey caller, world-class turkey hunter. Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country is the only Texas location this year for the Orvis Fly Fishing School. They're going to be on location in Texas only at Joshua Creek Ranch, Burney, Texas, just outside of San Antonio. You can be a part of that, but it's limited So you better let them know now that you want to go. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at KinderOutdoors.com. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
We support the solid values, strong backbone, and struggle for freedom that made America great to begin with. This is Kender Outdoors, mobilized by Patriot Mobile.
And so proud of that. Patriot Mobile is America's only, one and only, Christian conservative wireless provider. Welcome back to the Camp House at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Thank you for spending a little time with us today. We don't take that for granted, and we're sure grateful. Thank you. Let us know where you are and how you listen. AM, FM, podcast, broadcast, Sirius XM. We'd love to know. Come see me at Kender, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. And just leave a note on the door. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by our friends at Purina Pro Plan. Proud partners for well over a decade on the air, and for many decades as a customer. I have fed ProPlan products to my hard-working bird dogs and my lovable lap dogs since ProPlan came about years and years ago. It's simply the best, and the best formula for your dog is waiting for you now at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Atwoods has got those baby chicks in there now. That's always fun to take the kids and go look at the chicks in the spring. Atwood stores are located in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Coming up a little later in the show, Dustin Connell. He won Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour Red Crest Championship. That is their grand championship every year over at Major League Fishing. Some of the very best bass anglers in the world. And Dustin Connell came out on top, $300,000, and the only two-time winner of this event. He's our special guest on the show today. We're also checking out a Kender Outdoors classic with turkey hunting great and five-time world champion turkey caller, Preston Pittman. Hey, it's turkey season.
Out of your five world titles, nothing more impressive to me than the World Voice Calling Championship, using nothing but the diaphragm that God gave you when you were born. And I've heard you say before that you know, there's a lot of great products out there. Nothing can beat your natural diaphragm, but the human, natural human voice, if you can do it. Not many people can do it.
Very few people can. We find out a lot of times. In fact, the older I get, the harder and the worse my natural voice sounds, simply because I have stretched my diaphragm in my throat so much that once I start, in fact, I'll try to play a little bit. What's rough on my old throat now?
It's you say it's getting worse, Preston. You're the only one that can hear that. My goodness, that is awesome.
Oh no, y'all sound like well, I was at the Grand Nationals and NWPF National Wild Turkey Federation convention, and if there was one, there was probably half a dozen youngsters, young men, and one young lady who came up that were in the 9 to 12-year-old range, and I'm going, my goodness, I'm glad they weren't competing against me whenever I was competing, but there's a problem here. What happened? Yeah. Now you understand what I meant when I said a while ago, I'm tired of these youngins whooping up on me. what happens is whenever they go through puberty, whenever they grow up, if you know what I mean, or that little change of life thing that happens to them, they lose it. And the reason being is they are exhaling air. I went through that. At 16, I won my first major contest, and that was the Mississippi State Championship. And that was with competing against whatever they wanted to use, but I used my natural voice. And I was exhaling air. At 16, my voice changed, and I completely and totally lost everything. And since I already had the basics, I retaught myself, but I retaught myself by inhaling air.
are kind of like saying the word to gobble. Ow. Ow. I'm sucking air in. I'm not exhaling air. Ow. 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 And then using my mouth and my tongue to get the different notes in the gobble itself. And like somebody squealing, nah, but I'm inhaling. And it hurts the throat, especially when you first start trying to learn how to do it. And then the more you do it, it kind of irritates the inside of your throat. But some people can teach themselves if they have the dedication and will sit there and just try to make weird sounds with their voice and then start playing with their larynx and their vocal cords and their throat muscles. Because it's the same thing as a diaphragm.
Well, I tell you what, Preston, it's amazing, and I've watched your videos, and I've tried to study and learn how to do this, and about the third time I swallowed my tongue, I gave up on it, and I just stick with good old-fashioned store-bought diaphragm calls, and you've got a full line of products that folks can go see what the world champion, multiple world champion has developed and uses. Where can we find your products?
It's, of course, in different sporting goods stores. It's in Bass Pro. It's in Cabela's. But you can always go to the website, PittmanGameCalls.com.
If you're on your way to the Turkey Woods this morning, you'll want to make sure and stick around because there's more great calling wisdom from, gosh, the master, the only five-time world champion turkey caller, Preston Pittman, talking turkeys a little bit later on in the show. Thank you to my friends at Purina Pro Plan for so many great formulas. They research and work very hard to make sure that they have a top-notch fuel for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or the physical condition. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
A lot of people are making the switch. They are joining the movement to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I am one of those people. Rod and I have made the switch, and we're so glad we did, because now not only do we have great 4G and 5G coverage nationally, no matter where we go to produce our work, we have dependable coverage, I believe even better than I had before with one of the big name brands. Plus, a portion of every dollar earned at Patriot Mobile is given to support the organizations that align with Patriot's four pillars of giving: our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and our military, veterans, and first responders. Strong, dependable coverage, exceptional U.S.-based customer support, and all of this to support the things that made America great to begin with. I'm in. And I'll even pay your activation fee when you use the promo code KINDER. When Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing converts your venison or pork into breakfast sausage or ground meat, it's a hands-down hit. But step outside the box this year. Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing has sausages for every taste.
I don't know, probably 30 or more. We have German, hickory, hot links, jalapeno, cheese links, regular jalapeno, and cracked black pepper. Cajun sausage, all kinds of sausage. Our chipotle and cheese is actually our number one seller. We just came out with a Hatch chili and cheese summer sausage to complement our links. And we also have a Frito chili cheese pie sausage this year, which is kind of off the charts, but the kids love it. So it's kind of one of those new twists.
Located just north of Fort Worth, Texas, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. Experts with all wild game. Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
In God We Trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's Camp House time at Kinder Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Justin Hamner won the Bassmaster Classic on Grand Lake of the Cherokees last weekend. $300,000 in the big Bassmaster Classic Championship. And he hopefully will be our guest on the show next weekend as he tells us all about that wire-to-wire victory on Grand Lake of the Cherokees. 2 weeks ago, it was Major League Fishing's championship, Red Crest, and a guy that had won it before did it again, the only person ever to win it twice, and we've got him on that Kinder Outdoors trot line this morning, Dustin Connell. Dustin, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations, man. That is two. You got a pair of them.
Oh, my goodness. It's finally starting to set in a little bit. You know, I woke up this morning, you know, my phone's still blowing up, and people are calling me and texting me and all that, and it's just like, golly, we do have two. We're the first two-time Red Crest champion.
Yeah, against a pretty tough field that just every year gets tougher and tougher and tougher. Have you had a chance to take a nap, maybe get something to eat?
Well, yeah, we're actually down here in Seaside, Florida right now. Me and my wife came down for a couple of days to just relax and just kind of turn everything off. And I finally got a full night's rest like the last two nights, and I feel a lot better because we have been working hard all last week. I mean, running back and forth to the BJCC and then getting 3, 4, 5 hours of sleep and then going fishing for 10 hours a day, and I'm feeling good now. I don't sound good, but I feel a lot better.
Well, that's good. That's the main thing. How far is Lay Lake from your home? I believe that's Clanton, Alabama.
Yep. I grew up 15 minutes from Lay Lake. It was 20 minutes from my house to the boat ramp my whole life. And then I fished Lake Mitchell. I was 15 minutes from it and 15, 20 minutes from Lake Jordan. So I fished the whole Coosa River my whole life.
Yeah, and so you had to be licking your chops just a little bit looking forward to this one, which can be the kiss of death, but it didn't work out that way this time. You had to be looking forward to this.
I did. As soon as they announced this on the schedule, I was like, oh, boy, that's a perfect time of year. Oh, me. And I was just I was anxious about it and a little bit nervous just because, you know, you want everything to go right, but it ain't like it's just automatic. You got to make it happen. And like, it was very tough all week for me to generate a winning formula on a lake that I fished for 20 years that's changing every day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a Bassmaster Classic, I believe it was a classic, on Lay Lake many years ago, and the fish that they caught were a whole lot different than the fish that you were catching. There's some quality, I mean some quality spotted bass in that lake.
Yeah, there's some big ones, man. You know, and I feel like a lot of times on Lay Lake, you know, it is really known for a big largemouth population. But there is some giant spotted bass in there on the whole Coosa River system. I mean, I had a 20-pound five fish limit with spots, and that's not uncommon there, but they just, you know, they don't get a lot of showcase because they finish second, third, fourth place in a lot of tournaments. But if I had to pick the week to win with spotted bass, it was that week.
And you did it. What if somebody has heard about this, they've watched you guys on Lay Lake, and they'd like to go spend a little time there this summer. They're from Michigan or wherever. And they're not familiar with spotted bass. How are they going to differ from what we typically do for largemouth bass? Are we going to look in different places?
Yeah, typically those spotted bass, they like being offshore. They love being around any kind of threadfish, shad, bait fish. If you roll in an area and you're seeing the bait, you're probably going to be around some spotted bass. And, you know, a jerk bait is one of the baits that I've caught a ton of fish on. And here soon, that jerk bait bite's going to fire up. Topwater bite. You know, if you can get around some current, you know, I caught a lot of fish below the Logan Martin Dam. Anytime you're around current on the Coosa River system, it is incredible. So, those big spots, they love current, and they love being around the bait fish. And if you get around that, you're going to reel them in.
There are some guys, even some big-time guys, that kind of avoided that current because it's just not what we do every day, and it's not what they specialize at. You love it, don't you? You love to get in the current.
I do. I sit below every dam down through there. You know, I ain't no telling how many days. I mean, I'm going to throw out a number. I've probably spent 1,000 days below them dams just fishing and learning rock piles and catching big spots and just, that's my passion. I love that. So, but I won that tournament down the lake, and I caught them in a little bay right up from the narrows, and it was just a collision with them. They were in there schooling in the middle of the pocket, and it was the best place on the lake, and I didn't even know it was going to be that good. I ran in there with the idea to catch two or three, and then there was hundreds of them that had came in there, and I was like, oh, boy.
What a day, man. That's like the day of a lifetime when you roll in there and make that discovery. And when we say big, he won with 83 total pounds. Dustin had 30 pounds and 15 ounces over second place, Alton Jr. And you did this primarily or maybe exclusively with a Crush City Mooch Minnow. Is that a swim bait? Tell us about it.
That is. So that's a new minnow style bait, I guess you'd say, from Crush City. It's a smaller thread fin size bait, and it's made out of TPE, which is elastic. And it has two little tabs on the very back, but it's super subtle of a swimming action. So it ain't a straight tail like normal baits, but it has that little bit of shimmy on it. And I'm telling you, I got a ton more bites this week, I think, using that bait. But it's going to be out at ICAST in the summer. And then coming to, you know, retailers in the fall. But I did catch them on that. I caught them on a scrounger, you know, head with a freeloader on it by Crush City. And, I mean, it's just all about the bait fish. I was throwing shad baits.
So did you ever catch anything off the bank? Was this all pre-spawn?
I caught a few on a spinner bait on the bank up the river during the knockout round. Around laydowns, current breaks, you know, the head of an island, just really obvious places, but with a spinnerbait. And then when I got back down the lake, a lot of those fish were not on the bank yet. You know, the largemouth were, but the spots had not got up there. So I was in that 10 to 12 foot range. I was in that mid depth, which was good because a lot of the field was still out there in 20, 30, 40 foot, you know, trying to catch those pre-spawners. I was catching staging spots.
Hey, I tell you what, we're up against it. Going to have to take a short commercial break, but then we're going to come back and finish up if you've got the time for us.
Yes, sir.
This corner of the Cap House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Hey, it's been one fuel and one fuel only for my bird dogs for decades now, and that's Purina Pro Plan Performance formula. When you visit Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores to pick up a bag for your dogs, you're looking for the purple bag under the Sport label. Purina Pro Plan Sport Performance. 30% protein, 20% fat. Feed it year-round. I'm going to get my friend, two-time national champion, Carl Gunzer, on here to explain to us again why we should not change fuel with our bird dogs in the summertime. If we're feeding a 30% protein, 20% fat in the winter, in hunting seasons, some people think it makes good sense to get off of that feed, go to a lesser fat and protein content in the summer, and then back to ProPlan in the fall. Not true. It's hard on your dog's metabolism. And I'll get Carl on here to talk to us about that coming up soon, maybe next week. Well, hey, let's stretch our legs for a couple of minutes, maybe grab a sausage and biscuit, and then come back in here and finish up with Dustin Connell, your Red Crest champion. And then we're calling turkeys again with five-time world champ Preston Pittman.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic two-day charity event where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, you'll find a huge selection of firearms, ammo, fishing tackle, including rods, reels, lures, baits, and every accessory you can imagine. Whether you buy, sell, or trade, Marksman's mission is to guide and educate their customers, whether they're new to firearms or experienced, skilled shooters. Visit one of their stores in Mansfield, Granbury, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. For more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees. And have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
The coffee's always on, and the conservation is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
We had a little cold front blow through this week. Actually got down in the 30s one morning here at the camp house just outside of Alvord, America, gateway to the grasslands. I've been hearing the turkeys gobbling pretty steady early in the morning, but that kind of shut them up for a day or two. Things trending back up to the warmer side now, and maybe we can get back to the business of spawning fish and calling turkeys. This corner of the camp house brought to you by one of my favorite places on planet Earth, Joshua Creek Ranch, just outside of San Antonio, Texas, offers up a sportsman's nirvana. Check it out for yourself. Learn more about the ranch when you visit me at KenderOutdoors.com. Dustin Connell won the Red Crest Championship, Major League Fishing Championship, just a couple of weeks ago. He's our special guest on the show today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging on, Dustin.
Absolutely. The 2017 Elite Series Rookie of the Year, Red Crest winner 2021, Eufaula, Alabama. That's not far from being a rookie, 17-21. And now he has two of those big red trophies on the mantle at home. Two-time Red Crest champion. He won it on Lay Lake, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, a couple of weeks ago. And Dustin, that's a lot of success early on. When you said, this is what I'm going to do for a living, that's how I'm going to make a living, did you know you were going to come in and just automatically be one of the strongest hammers in the game?
I did not. It has not been easy journey. I'll just say that. You know, starting out, that's every fisherman's dream. And then to try to make it a reality, it takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of time on the water. And it ain't super easy to make it, you know, not to mention the financial stress side of things. I mean, gas prices are high and whatnot. But the biggest thing for me is learning, you know, trying to perfect my craft. You know, it's just like any other, you know, occupation or sport. You know, I'm always in the batting cages. I'm always in the, you know, pitching. It's same way with fishing. I'm always on the water learning. You can never stop learning, and I go as many times as I can. So throughout the years, you mature as an angler. You learn more. You have more experience, and then you can apply that in a lot more tournament settings. So now when I roll up to these tournaments, I'm more comfortable, I'm more seasoned, and it's just, you know, it's gotten better and better, and, you know, God's blessed me for sure.
So Dustin Connell works day and night round the clock to win that big red trophy. He comes out of there tired, hungry, exhausted. What's he do to recuperate? He goes to Florida and goes fishing. What are you guys catching down in Florida?
Well, right now we're catching a little bit of rays. We're going to go sit on the beach for a little bit and relax. me and my wife are down here just relaxing this week.
Okay.
Down here, but we're going to go back, and I'm sure I'll be home for a day or two, and she already knows I'm probably going to go fish. I can't go more than about 3 or 4 days without going, but yes, yeah, it's back to the grind, you know, when I get back home and back to, we have Dale Hollow next coming up soon. So,
yep.
But it's exciting. What's cool about it is it's only March and we have a long season ahead and we've already had 2 tournament wins. So I'm hoping to continue the ball, keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. Got a pretty good year going, brother, I tell you. When you can make nearly $500,000 and we're just in the first quarter of the ball game, you know, it's you got a good thing going. Keep it up. Hey, what do you like to
yes,
do?
Sir.
What do you like to do besides catch big green bass? Do you gig frogs? Do you hunt deer? Do you play tennis? What do you like?
I love bow hunting. I do. I've got a lease that I go to in Illinois. That's my time. Like, I go there for 2 weeks in November. I love bow hunting. I enjoy playing golf. I stink at it. I lose a lot of golf balls, but I go out there and just hang out with my buddies. I play golf and just hang out with my family and stuff. But fishing, believe it or not, I never get tired of fishing. People always ask me, like, do you ever just get tired of fishing? I'm like, no, I absolutely love it, you know, so – but yeah, I'm ready for bow season. I love going deer hunting.
If you've only got 2 weeks to hammer it out to go deer hunt, you picked a pretty good spot. They grow some incredible deer up there in Illinois, and I'm sure you've seen some and shot some.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just a change of pace, you know, where you just go and just relax, enjoy the outdoors. Anything I can do outside, that's what I love.
Yep. There you go. Dustin Connell, first ever 2-time Red Crest champion. You've been doing this for a long time now. And when you first came in and looked around the room, you're looking at all these guys that you've read about half your life or all your life. That had to be, was that a little overwhelming, intimidating? Or did you just say, you know what, I'm as good as you are, let's go fish?
I launched my boat the first time. It was on Cherokee Lake. In 2017, and I lost the boat beside Kevin Van Dam, and you talking about a reality check. I remember that. I was like, whoa, you know, and I'm talking about idols, and I still to this day look up to a lot of these guys, I mean, all of them, and I respect them, and but I do know, you know, there comes a point where you're like, hey, I'm a competitor, I'm here, I earn my right to be here, and I just try to beat the fish. You know, if I can go out there and compete and know what the fish are doing, I ain't worried about who else is on the water. You know, just try to win the fish, you know, win that pattern, get on top of the fish and it takes care of itself. But no, I've made a lot of friends doing this. I have shook a lot of great hands and, you know, I think I've, you know, earned some respect here and there and I've gave a ton out. It's just awesome feeling seeing Kevin walk up to me and shake my hand after Red Crest number 2. And he's like, what you're doing is incredible. I respect that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I'm starstruck.
Yeah, no kidding. When the best in the game, best ever, comes up and says, wow, you're doing things right. That's a pretty good day when that happens. Hey, Dustin, what electronics are you running and how much of competitive bass fishing is the electronics these days? How much do you depend on those electronics?
Well, you know, I run Lowrance electronics. I'm running the Active Target 2. And we've seen a progression over the years, whether it was down imaging, side imaging. You know, now we have forward-facing sonar, and it was used to be 2D, and it still is, you know. But that's our eyes under the water. We can use that and utilize that to try to find the fish. And I've seen both sides of it. I've seen it to where you stare at those screens and you're hoping and praying that you find a fish and you don't find them. They ain't everywhere. You can't just throw it in the water and say, oh, let's go find them. You know, it takes a lot of skill. You have to add every aspect of your game into it with the knowledge of the electronics, you know. So they have played a big role in my career. You know, I have really learned a lot about fishing offshore, and I love that way of fishing. I've called it the 80-20 rule. I love trying to find that 80% that are out there in the middle. Or 80%, what I mean is behind the bank, you know, behind your boat if you're fishing the bank. And that's how you win a lot of tournaments. That's the least pressured fish. And it's just a puzzle piece. I love trying to find that mystery bite out there.
And you have done well figuring out that puzzle. I tell you what, Dustin, we're just so proud of you, and knew we had to get you on the show and talk about it a little bit and tell you congratulations, but you've earned a little break. Go lay on the beach and enjoy your time with your family today. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and I hope to come back soon.
Hey, coming up this summer, Orvis will hold their only Texas-based fly fishing school of the year at Joshua Creek Ranch. Wow. What a great place to do that. Learn more about it at kinderoutdoors.com.
Folks, this is Larry Whitesoo, Mr. Whitetail. You know, boys, I had to go all the way to New Zealand to shoot that stag. I wish you'd quit hanging your hats on him.
When we venture into Dallas-Fort Worth for conventions and expos and Christmas shopping and family visits and football games and whatever, we stay in the cabins at the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on beautiful Grapevine Lake, Texas. Each cabin has its own individual living social area and kitchen, dining room table. The kids and grandkids will love the loft, and you and your wife will enjoy the peaceful privacy of your own bedroom. One thing I really love about the cabins at the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, is that I can park my truck right outside my door. No elevators, no getting up in the middle of the night and peeking out the window at the mass of vehicles to see if mine's still there, unmolested. I pour myself a cup of coffee from the supplied coffee pot in my Vineyards cabin and enjoy a view of the lake from my front porch. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, Grapevine, Texas. VineyardsCampground.com. If you ever stop just once in West Texas at the very unique Herdware store and visit with the very unique Cecil Miskin, you'll make it a regular stop every time you pass by.
We are on US 287, which is one of the oldest and most major US highways still. We are 40 miles south and east of Amarillo.
H-E-R-D, Herdware Store.
We've got bison leather goods, vests, chaps, dusters, and bison hide coats, bison leather belts and wallets, bison leather shoes, art. We've got Western artifacts. We've got native artifacts. The only way we can describe it is all things bison. If you're not interested in bison, don't stop. If you're interested in bison, come on and plan on spending 15 minutes to 2 hours and enjoy yourself. The only rule that we have in the store, and we've had it for many years, and we've only had one person ever break our rule, is if you're not having fun, we're going to ask you to leave.
The most unique stop between the Gulf and the Pacific, Cecil Miskin and the Herdware Store, Herdware.net.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Ald Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at WeatherfordTruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
Welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, presented by Patriot Mobile.
We're catching big green bass with two-time Major League Fishing Red Crest champion Dustin Connell on the show today. And we're also calling turkeys with five-time National Turkey Calling champion Preston Pittman. It's actually an interview we did with Preston a few years ago, but his instruction during that conversation is timeless. It's turkey season, and it's a good time to be reminded by the best how to go about our turkey calling business. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. If you'd like to hunt birds with them this fall, I recommend that you give them a call today. Get on the list. They're very busy, and they tend to sell out. You can only hunt birds when it's cool enough to work the dogs. So when hunts resume this fall, make sure that you're already on the list. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch and their world-class upland bird hunting. Endorsed by Beretta, Orvis, Shooting Sportsman, Federal Select, and Kinder Outdoors at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's get back to our conversation with Preston Pittman, one of the best turkey hunters that history has known.
You have been a turkey hunter since the day you were born. A lot of people probably don't realize you were born on Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. They say whenever I was hatched and popped out of my mom, and that baby doctor grabbed me by my hind legs and spanked me on the hind leg, I went, ow! And I've been doing it ever since.
And that has paid off for you with a lifetime of enjoyment. Turkeys have meant so much to you. All of your life, haven't they?
It really has. You know, I'm just a barely high school educated man right now. And, you know, sitting in there when I should have been studying and looking out the window, watching the squirrels run up and down the tree. And let me repeat this to the youngins out there. Get your education. God granted me my greatest wish, and that was to be able to make a living in the outdoor hunting industry. And so far, I'm still paying all my bills pretty much on time.
And, yeah, that's good. And you know what? As long as you give the good Lord the credit, you will always pay those bills on time. You're going to be all right. Preston, you're the only man, only individual, only human being ever to hold five world championships. That's incredibly impressive.
Well, here again, you said it perfectly a while ago, and that is the good Lord above gave me. Sometimes I wonder if it's a talent or a curse, but I've been awful happy with it. And there is no longer anymore, five different world championships. The Open World, the World Two-Man Team, the World Goblin, the World Champion of Champions. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to win all different five of those, some of them multiple times. And finally just looked one day and said, you know, I don't have the heart anymore to do this. These youngins that are coming up are getting so much better than I ever thought of being. I said, you know, I'm going to gracefully retire. The truth is, I didn't want to get my rear end kicked by these youngins anymore, so I just quit.
Well, you've accomplished everything there is to accomplish, every goal you can accomplish as a turkey hunter. I guess you've done it at least once and several times. How many times have you gotten your slam now on North American birds?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. 20, 25, 30, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The other was uphill, so probably in the 20 range, somewhere about like that.
Been there, done that. Hey, I mentioned when I said hello to you that I'd hunted with your products for years. You're known for building quality products to help us be better turkey hunters. I do have trouble with one of your products, and I want you to help me out with that, Mechanical Jake. I scare more birds off than I attract, and that's because I think I'm overusing it. Help me out.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Actually, that is a product put out by Mojo that I helped them design. And the one thing of the message that I tried to get out there in front of people, and whether it's a mechanical gobbler or even a stationary gobbler, there are probably more birds that are spooked with a gobbler decoy than they are called in. So any type of a decoy like that, but especially the Shake and Jake, which is the one that you're talking about, here is the advice that I would give you. Only use it in the situation that you know what is going on. And what I mean by that it is the boss bird of the territory, and or either there are multiple gobblers running together. So that it's like three or four buddies running together and saying, yeah, we can whoop up on him. Yeah, we can whoop up on him. Or he is the boss bird of the territory and will not allow any other gobblers to come in. Second, once a gobbler spots that decoy, and especially if he ever takes a step towards you, cut the motion off. Do not let it keep running. Let it go stationary. Think about it. If he wants to come in and that the Shaky Jake is still moving, then basically you're telling him that I am badder than you, and even though I am a Jake, I will whoop your rear end. So cut the motion off. Once the bird sees it, identifies it, especially if he starts coming in your way, and only use it on the boss birds of the territory or either multiple gobblers running together.
And that's great advice. My biggest problem is, Preston, that doggone thing is so much fun to hit the button and watch it move that sometimes I just have fun with it. That's a great tool to have.
If that's what you're about, then have fun, but realize you can run a bird off with it.
And I do, and I have realized that. But, yeah, you want to make that bird coming in feel as at ease as you possibly can is what you're telling me. So settle down.
Right, either at ease or either ready to jump up on him and whoop him.
Yes.
If the tail is down and not up, then that is more of a submissive body language to him. You see, a lot of people don't think about body language on a turkey. You know, we've talked about, you know, white-tailed deer, tremendous amounts, articles have been written, interviews have been done, but nobody seems to talk about a turkey gobbler. And that is one of the one things that I pay attention to. His mood, his expression, how he holds his body. Is he erect? Is he standing on his tiptoes? Or is he more in a relaxed, just like you or I, that we might slump a little bit and then strut a little bit? And I watch that body language, and that tells me what I should or should not do, whether it be with a decoy, without a decoy, or what type and style of calling that I should do to him. And while I'm on this little topic, I'm going to change a little bit and tell you this. So
yep.
Many people have a tendency to overcall to a bird. Once he commits and is starting to come in your direction, quit watching so darn much TV where we're trying to make him show off and make a TV show. If he ever takes a step towards me that he's already told me, I want to come to you. Why keep calling? Why keep telling him that you are the sexiest hen out there when he might get a little bit cautious? Sometimes you can take human analogies. You know, a lot of times, excuse me the way I'm going to say this, but if you was to go into a bar and the loudest mouth drunk female that's there is the one you want to stay away from. She is not really inviting you. So it's kind of exactly the same way. Let him do his thing. Old timers, they clucked a little bit and yelped a little bit, but they had that most important word called patience. And they let the bird work their way into it. You can make a bird hang up by calling to him too much. He's 80 yards out there, and you're, bah, 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 bah. Then he's going, okay, she's saying she's going to come to me. Okay, now she's lying. I'm going to go check this other girl out over here and walk away from you.
Less is more when he knows where you are. He knows you're there, knows where you are. Leave him alone. Let him come on.
Let him come. Let him come.
I could listen to Preston Pittman talk turkeys all day long. Thanks for hanging out around our campfire with us today at Kinder Outdoors. Hey, do us a favor. Tell someone about us. Our podcast is everywhere. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Let them know you want Kinder Outdoors, and they'll send you the free download each and every week. You don't even have to think about it. Listen at your convenience. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we have together. in this camp house every week. And I want to thank him for what he did for me and you on that very first Easter. Come back and see me next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.